Hello everyone and welcome to the show, and today's guest is James Gilliland. How are you going, James?
Oh, doing great.
And we've got Sol Rita as well.
Hi.
Now, it's just funny because there's a lot of similarities between what's going on over there and what's been going on over here in terms of experiences for both yourself, myself, Sol. We're just telling you just quickly that me and Sol met each other at Mary's and Joel's way. Joel's is good friends of yours as well. I've had Joel's on the show. Just for those who don't know a bit about you on the Australian side of things, would you mind just sort of giving a brief overview about yourself and the ranch that you got, which is the East Seti Ranch, the Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence?
Yes, Yeah, it's been going on for almost 30 years now, and so we've had contact, and I've had contact all my life. Actually, I just didn't understand it. I had contact as a kid, but we've been working at it for about 30 years. I've studied with lamas and yogis all over the world. I've been initiated. I was just reminded by Ashley, who handles all my correspondence and everything, about this one lama actually just appeared to me the other day. I was meditating. It appeared initiated by him and given my Tibetan name, which is Rigsen Norbu, and it means jewel of pure awareness. So it's kind of interesting, but I've been working with all the different factions out there. I've studied with Native American elders. A lot of them come to the land and do ceremony. People from all over the world come to the ranch, and I've studied just about every facet, you know, all the religions, all the cultures, the different modalities, different process-oriented therapies, and just kind of worked my own form into all of that, found out what works, what's the quickest way for people to clear and heal and to tap in, and just put, you know, transpersonal release sessions together with my own modality to help people do that. I've been at it for quite a while, you know.
Yeah, so, you have. Talking to Joel's, it seems like when I was born you started that ranch. I'm 31, so you've been doing that for quite some time. Funny enough, but Sol and myself both do guide sessions, which Joel said is similar to what you do, where we bring in people's guides and we sort of get them connected and sort of work out what they need. The release sessions that you do, Sol does very much a similar thing as well, so it's pretty cool how this is all tied into together and people are doing this all around the world. What I've been filming now, I've got over about 1,000 bits of footage, is very similar, if not the same, as what you're getting at the ranch. I've been using infrared. We used the lasers. As a group, it was funny. I had to sort of quote you lately when I did a Sky session, because people were saying, who's going to be the ambassador if the crafts land? I said, well, this isn't Dr. Greer's style. I said, it's more like James. I said, as long as we're having fun and connected. Because we do that here in Melbourne and around Australia. We do sort of, we call it CE5, but it's more contact work. When we look at your ranch, you've had people that work in the Black Projects go there and witness the crafts. They've gone live on Art Bell saying what they're seeing at the time with you. You've got more than enough video and photographic evidence and witnesses that can attest to what they've seen in your presence and at the ranch and had their own connection. So we don't need to sort of go into trying to say that this is real. We know this is real. But what would you like to go into in terms of, at the moment, as a collective and individually, what are we dealing with on a global scale when we look at the whether it's the manipulation and us cleaning up our own baggage and sort of, you know, connecting with our own God self? What would you like to go into at the moment for today with that?
Well, there's a lot of different things going on. I was going to tell you a joke, and I was going to tell you that we have an exclusive on ET. there's a lot of us that I always tell people, be very wary of anybody that says, you know, they have an exclusive on God or ET. And there are a lot of, like, the Michael Horn group and Billy Meyer group and things like that, that are running around saying, you know, they have exclusives and things like that. And really, it's the most disempowering program I've ever seen, because everybody can make their own personal God connection. Everybody can contact these higher dimensional beings, and we are them, you know. So it's like, how can you have an exclusive on that? It makes no sense whatsoever. But, you know, I've just been seeing a lot of that going on, a lot of in-house fighting, with people, you know, fighting over who has the real evidence or something like this, you know. So, and it's such a mixed bag of information out there because, you know, there's time travel, there's abduction stuff going on, there's black projects, there's higher dimensional beings popping in, the ancient Anunnaki are back now with their ships. There's so many different things going on that for anybody to try to pigeonhole this and think they have an exclusive on that is just out to lunch, basically. You know, so I'm going to speak at the big International UFO Congress in Tempe on the I think the 18th through the 22nd. I think it's February, and it's going to be interesting because there are a lot of people that are focusing it in a very dark venue. You know, they want to keep it all black projects or German back engineered stuff or nuts and bolts or abduction, or they're here to turn us into, you know, human pilaf and dying on us and things like that. And it's really sad because there's a large contingent there that is pushing that message. And some of it is just misinformation. Some of it is planned opposition. You know, it's, you know, there's government shills and things like that are running these programs, but it's a real imbalanced program, an imbalanced message. And so we're going to try to shed a little light on the higher dimensional aspects of that, you know, in that venue. So,
well, that's good. Do you want to ask, what would you like to go into at the moment to bring to James's attention? Or do you want to go in about just a little bit of your background just for the viewers as well?
Well, I did have a question.
Yeah, go on.
I guess just with what you've been getting lately and over the last 30 years, what do you feel is like the main message that comes to you for kind of, you know, why we're having contact and what?
Yeah. Well, it's time. It's like part of our evolution to have that at this time, to have contact. And it's in all the prophecies, especially all the Native American prophecies. They talk about these times we're going into. One thing. Two is that the kind of like the Archon network, you know, the negative ones and the grays, reptilians and things like that, that got so out of hand. There was so much trespassing that they had to come in and just kind of toss the prime directive out the door and start doing some hands-on work and come in to help clean that up. So, because there's such an oppressive energy here, we're being suppressed on every level, energetically, spiritually. They have all these weird technologies and HARP technologies and chemtrails and everything. It's just gotten so out of hand that they have to come in now to help liberate the planet.
It was all about timing, what I get with it too. It's like they knew that when we got to this stage that they would have to be, like the Archon network would have to be pulling every sort of weapon out of the bag. And this is where, you know, talking to others, and then I sort of got led to your website, which I've actually got up now, eceti.org, eceti.org. I reference this website to a lot of people that they go and look at my stuff, and I'm like, well, you should really go and check out James's body of work and what the crew are doing at your ranch. You've had experiences with Yeshua as well, and I was quite surprised with your take on it because it was very similar to what I've had with with a lot of the ascended masters and saints and sages of old and that are still with us now working with us on some level. I think this is very important because at the moment it's basically we're all connecting with our own God self, or a lot of us are starting to, and from there we can sort of manifest the reality that we want. We can project that outside of us, but we've got the Archon network, we're sort of kicking and screaming because we've got to show them love and compassion too to upgrade them. So we've got all these different things going on. While I was at Giles's, I actually read your book, Reunion with Source 2, and I've had experiences with the Elohim, which I'm sort of more known for with the footage and my experiences, which I've been shown are a faction of the Anunnaki. There's a connection there, which people led me again to you saying, you're saying the same as James. So there's this connection that what I'm experiencing and Soul and others are the same as what you're getting. And then I hear update videos from the ranch that you're saying, and it's the same as what we're getting on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and that's what Giles was saying to me. He goes, you're getting the same stuff, and he's aren't even talking because we've exchanged a couple of emails, yourself and me, but that's been about it. This is the first time. So it's just funny that we've got this huge connection going on worldwide. What's some of the information you're getting in terms of things breaking down, like with the economy? Like, it's like there's going to be a reform going on.
Yeah, it's massive. What I understand is that, you know, the Archon network consists of some greys and reptilians and some serpent beings and some pretty nasty, you know, just a lot of discarnate spirits that need to be cleaned up there. And some of the old Anunnaki, the fallen Anunnaki, were kind of at the hierarchical point of that, some of the Archon network and running things on the planet. And one of the biggest falls was with Marduk, who actually joined with the reptilians and the greys and created an alliance because he wanted total dominion over the earth and warred on his own people, you know, even warred on his own people. But we're in the process of cleaning that up. And these benevolent Anunnaki beings, ones, I mean, you guys are both sensitive. Her name's Inha. And if you have time, or Sihaja is another one, if you have time to tap into them, beautiful energy. They've actually appeared to me twice. And once before the Joshua Tree conference, I was in a hotel room and I go, wonder what I'm going to talk about. And all of a sudden this 8-foot tall goddess being with glowing green eyes, just exuding this divine goddess energy. Just, and you know, all I could do is look up at her and just say like, yes, ma'am, you know, like, you know, yeah, what do you want? I'll do it. You know? So, I mean, they're just so loving and so, so powerful. They're just, when you look at them, you just go, oh my God. And then I hear such a negative connotation towards the Anunnaki, which was earned by the ancient Anunnaki, but there's so many people living in the past. I mean, these beings have been basically snorting gold dust for 450,000 years. And they've been around the block, you know? So, I mean, these are extremely advanced beings, very loving. And they've been recalling the fallen Anunnaki and helping clean up the reptilian greys stuff that's going on, and along with the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, and the Andromedans, and the Arcturians, and all the other guys are all working together, you know, in union in this massive cleanup. And they've cleaned out most of the underground bases. They're really busy cleaning out this other group that is working with a lot of scalar wave technology and other technologies that are suppressing people, and they're frequency targeting a lot of the light workers. And you start to light up and they go, boop, you know, it's like the whack-a-mole, you know, they go, boop, this is what, you know, they've been trying to clean up. And so that's being cleaned up. And when this whole network, this grid is cleaned up, which is being torn apart right now, people are going to have this big aha and this big awakening, and things are just going to really lighten up. And that's information they've been getting. They're working very hard on the level of cause, you know, the higher realms and the grid, and working in the light realms and the energy realms, and coming right down to the physical now. And so they're doing the cleanup work on the physical. So the forces behind this shift are so, they're beyond imagination. I mean, they're so powerful that it won't be stopped. And I always tell people, you know, resistance is futile. You know, don't. you're not gonna stop this one. We are gonna go. We are going to the next level. The next, you know, and there's no way to stop it. And if we don't become frequency specific to the evolution of Earth and where she's going, we're gonna have a really hard time here, you know, being on the planet. So we have to rise with the occasion and start operating under universal law, and start being kind to each other and the planet, and work along the service levels, you know, start being of assistance and be a blessing to the planet, or she's just gonna, you know, basically withdraw her energies from our life force, you know, and our whole programs are gonna collapse.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's got to get with the program. Like I've heard you say so many times, and I say that because this is where we're at now. I recently wrote a book. It's called The Book of Shiji, and people can get it now, and it was the first channeled book I'd done, but there's a Pleiadian being that's not a normal Pleiadian. She's from the star Merope, an actual star, and it's a light being, but she's projected that human form originally for me. And I've got memories in Orion and the Pleiades. I remember living in these places, which, funny enough, is happening at this time, but there was a lot of information going to, and the same information you're getting, which James is talking about in terms of the Orion Council, the Andromedans. Like, a lot of people don't realize the Andromedans are mistaken a lot of the time for these archangels, just with their light bodies and their bloody energy you get smashed with, which is to say blissful. But there was a showing of almost like a energy grid that the Archon Network had put around Earth. And at the moment, a lot of the beings are coming from the higher planes to the physical realm, not just to help, but it's almost like a self-mastery lesson. Would you agree with that when coming here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And just by their presence and coming in, they're adding their consciousness to the grid. Mm. And it's just tearing apart this old program, the old grid. And it is. It's all about self-mastery. You know, a lot of people want to create a new religion out of UFOs and worship them and everything else, and that's not their program. They want, you know, everything they're bringing to us is what's already within us. They're just reminding us of our own God selves, you know, that it's time to awaken. And like Ezekiel, one of the beings I work with a lot, I love what he said. He said, the only difference between us and the greatest of all gods are just different levels of forgetfulness. You know, so we've forgotten who we are, and we've identified with the body and the personality and forgotten that we are a multidimensional being that goes all the way back to the source. And there's different beings along that vibration continuum that are coming back to remind us that, hey, you know, you were this, you've done this, you know, you already did Archangel and all these other things. Now you're here in the physical, but you need to wake up and remember, you know, remember who you are and who your real parents are, you know, which are pure consciousness and energy.
Definitely. And like, we're all a cell of source or God, whatever people want to call it. And it's like, it was one thing that Shiji showed me. She's like, which part of yourself do you want to be ascended? She said, you can do it all on every level. Like each facet of yourself can become ascended if you want. But we've left source to go and experience and gain knowledge in as many ways as we can for really ourself as a collective, which is source. But then it goes into the other universes. What would you like to ask Dale or go into with what's being said?
Oh, maybe even just sharing a couple of your favorite experiences, you know, things that have really impacted you and things that have really brought out more an awakening to you.
Oh, boy. I don't know where to start. I mean, I've had so many crazy things. I think one of the biggest impacts I had was the drowning. You know, when I drowned and crossed over and I went through the tunnel that everybody talks about and I end up in the plane of bliss. And then I realized there is a God, you know, and it's not what people think. You know, it doesn't have a beard. And, you know, there are bearded beings on the seventh dimension that look like gods. But, I mean, there's just pure consciousness and energy and the most loving, blissful, secure energy you ever felt. I mean, there's no words for it. And that was quite an eye-opener on that one. And that was hard to top. You know, after that experience, everything else just is interesting, you know. But, and then I had one time I was meditating. I was actually in the bathtub, and I was meditating. And I said, you know, I want to know what my purpose in all this is. I'm cool seeing all the ships, you know, and the unseen stuff and everything, you know, that's all cool and everything else. But I said, I really want to know what is my function here? Like, what am I supposed to do with this, you know, and what's my connection to all this? And the next thing you know, this beam of light comes through the wall, hits me right in the chest. Big gold beam, and then three gold balls came down the beam and hit me one after another. And then the next thing you know, I was pulled out of the body on the ship, and I was talking with this Melia, which is the Orion Council of Light, and their initiators. And she had a headdress on, like a white headdress, almost like a bathing cap with gold bars suspended, hovering. And I asked her what the cap was about, you know, and the gold bars, and she said it's a spiritual technology for initiating people. And then I asked her what the gold balls were, and she said all of your memories have been returned to you, you know, all your past life memories, everything have been returned to you. And then I talked to her a little bit longer, and then she said, you have to go. And I said, why? And she said, because if you stay here too long, you won't be able to assimilate the earth energy. It'll be hard for you just to be on the earth much if you stay much longer. And so I went back and I said, well, I want proof this is a real-time event. And she said, you have all the proof you need. And next thing you know, I was back in the bathtub going, what was, you know, slammed back in my body going, what was that? And I get up and I got this big burn mark in the middle of my chest.
Wow.
I couldn't deny it. You know, it wasn't painful, but it was a huge red mark there. And it morphed into a heart and a triangle and then just went away and left like a film, a gold film. And we took photographs of it and everything and documented it. But I mean, that was a pretty amazing one. But we have everything going on there, to ships hovering over the house, to Bigfoot showing up. And we just had a juvenile Bigfoot run up to Clyde Lewis, who has Ground Zero radio. And he was at the ranch. And And he came out of the guest house, and this it's a younger Bigfoot, and he came running up and skidded right up to him and looked right at him and then took off running the other way. It just freaked him out. And he wasn't going to talk about it. There was three or four other witnesses there, so he wasn't going to talk about it, but luckily they had the other witnesses there. So he went on the air and talked about his Bigfoot experience there, and they're playful. We have a lot of that going on, and nature spirits and everything else. So it's, I mean, I could go on. Actually, I wrote a book about it called The Ultimate Soul Journey that has all that stuff in it. But I'd like to get a feminine perspective on it. Hear about some of your experiences over on the other side of the pond there.
And we had a lot of sort of that going on when you came up to Joel's and Bigfoot and then nature spirits. She's got a huge connection. Yeah, go into
the nature spirit. I grew up not too far from a rainforest, or it was more like a colder forest. But, you know, beautiful ferns and big gum trees and, you know, always seeing orbs and auras, things like that. But, you know, being told they're not real. So at the same time, seeing all these things and, you know, no one else can see them. And I've got three kids and my kids can see them as well. Just, you know, being told things aren't real, but knowing in my true heart that, you know, they are real. So I never lost that doubt. That's progressed, you know, from going and seeing spirits, things like ghosts and that, and having contact experiences from such a young age too. It's always kept me open in that sense. I mean, I know there's a lot of things that are still, you know, sitting in the background waiting to be open, but always having that contact happening more like, I guess, on an etheric or sort of a spiritual realm. But, yeah, since meeting Pete, sort of more happening on a physical, and he's getting a bit of my side of things more happening on an etheric. But I could really resonate with what you were saying before about, you know, seeing the unseen and what does it all mean. And
today we've had beings just phased out. We've had clients here today in this the house is active, or I'm screaming like a little five-year-old girl out the front. I'm like, come out, because there's a craft there. So we've both been filming crafts in HD, like at the same time. I'm like a little kid because I just know when they're about, just like yourself, there's this thought transfer. You're just in tune with it.
One thing I didn't add, though, was always growing up knowing that I spoke another language, because I've always spoken star language, but
it's not
something...
Do you mind showing them something or giving a message instead?
I can do a little bit. I'll just tune in.
Sure.
Mia yono koela tiara sala nalo. Ia 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 la nehara te hela amalakai. Mia shaya yono hinarka e ala tai salo nohakai. Mia ia nala te ala ko hina ala tai ako. Ia shayo ina ke ara toi.
So what... Would you like to translate that?
It was just recognition to, you know, fellow being, and just recognizing you. And also just, I can see, I'm just trying to count. It feels like four beings, but I feel like there's four standing at the front, sort of just behind you, like a column. Seeing like columns of light of beings. But then I can see like many, many beings behind that, like resonating with this beautiful green color.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it was sort of...
I felt a big, when you were talking to me, my heart just went, started opening up, and I felt a big shaft, a jolt of it, like down my spine. And,
so you jumped up a bit.
I go, I'm just that. I want to go back to that, you know. So
yay.
I want to go back to my people.
That's how I feel too.
It's funny because from the information we've sort of got from being together now, and we've found this with a couple of people you know, which I might say off air, but... There seems to be this Sirian and Orion hookup at the moment of a partnership, and it's almost like the reuniting to become a cell again. Sort of like, and I referenced this in my latest documentary, which just came out, about you talking about Kasia and Ezekiel. And we seem to be manifesting that on the physical plane where these two energies are coming together. But I was showing that at the moment a lot of Sirians and Orions are coming together from the higher planes, which opens up a portal for higher again energies to come down and be able to work through this realm. Does this resonate with you at all?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, what happened just recently was hilarious. On my phone, I was talking to my sister, and this message came in over my phone. It broke in. It was one of these seventh dimensional lion beings talking, and they're like 17-foot tall beings. And talking a language I have never heard before, but when you hear it, you just go, whoa, you know? And they're like purring in the background. It's really interesting. But, you know, having that, that just blew my mind. And then it came through another guy's phone and another person on the other side of the island that's working with the Cherokee Nation and the Hawaiian Nation came over her phone too and got a recording of it. So I could probably play it. I could try to play it on here and see if it comes through.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
It freaks people out because it is so deep. The voice is so deep. It almost sounds like Klingon or something.
That's what I was hearing when you were talking about. Yeah.
And if you didn't know what it was, you would, you know, people who are fear based or religious based would go, oh, that's demonic or something. You know? but no, I mean, we got it. I got it very clearly. Yeah, I have it on here. You want me to play this?
Yeah, that would be awesome, man. That would be awesome.
Okay, here you go. This is going to be really bizarre.
Cool.
So first it's the woman talking, and then it cuts in. Let's see. Wait a second here. Pulaski's favorite Christmas
That's awesome.
Thank you for playing.
Yeah,
that,
thank
James.
You so much for sharing that. I've got similar stuff actually in my new doco on the phone that I've been lucky to record a few times. Slightly different, but it's very similar stuff that they're able to do that.
But it's so funny hearing you play that because that's like what I could hear
in your head at the same time.
And I'm like, I know that I could do it, but I'd probably end up with no voice afterwards.
Yeah.
Such a deep voice.
Oh yeah, it is. It's so deep. And then I started listening to it, and I go, what was that about? And he was just kind of telling us, that, like, we're here, we're with you, don't worry, because we've been, like, battling. We have a lot of battles with some of these reptilian beings and some of these other beings that have been doing all they can to suppress what we're doing. And so they kind of came in and just said, hey, you know, we're here. You know, the Calvary's here. You know, we're going to take care of business. And you know, no worries. It's all going to go forward, you know, so.
Yeah, you could feel just amazing energy with them too. Just everything lighting up.
Yeah.
Surrounding. Yeah.
It's been the same over here, mate. We've had to smash a lot of stuff lately, haven't we, in terms of with the reptilian energies coming in and everything over here. It's been very much the same. And
we've had Bigfoot experiences around the house recently as well. We've just moved, so we're not too far from bushland.
Yeah.
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 And they'll come protect. They're like protectors. They'll keep an eye on you. And, you know,
Yeah, definitely. It was funny because I didn't have Bigfoot experiences until I moved up to Giles. He's got beautiful 44 acres up near Mary.
Yeah.
And it was funny because before I moved there, I got sent a photo of an aerial view of the area, and the dude said, this is a portal. And he goes, there's going to be activity. Now, this dude was in America. So I moved there and I talked to Mary and I actually went up to a monument with Giles. And I'm like, dude, come back here and feel this because I was getting energy. And anyway, he didn't say anything. I went and saw Mary and Mary goes, yeah, Pete, this place is a portal and it hooks up with Ayers Rock, Uluru in the middle of Australia. And I'm just like, blow me. But everywhere there, everyone in the town's an experiencer, aren't they? It's like you're the odd one out. So Giles is very much found a property similar to yours in terms of energy because he said when we're on the property, he goes, Pete, he goes, this is like James's ranch. He goes, this is the closest you'll get to James's ranch, and we're getting smashed. We even had a being that looked like Raiden from Mortal Kombat walking around there, and he was showing us that he works with the portals.
And we'd seen him in a portal here in Melbourne as well.
Which there's been one open up here lately too.
But yeah, sometimes like you'll see him appear at different gateways and portals.
And it was funny because Mary was talking about Metatron and the Guardians and all this, and we started all having experiences with them, but I hadn't experienced with a Metatron before I went up there, not knowing anything about it. And then Mary's like, I thought my mind was playing up. She goes, I thought it was my friggin' grandchildren's Transformer or something. And we're like, no. But it's very similar property, which we hope to get over there the middle of this year, which would be their summer, isn't it? To your ranch, which we're going to hit you up about sometime, about coming over and having a visit.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I was just thinking about that. It'd be great to have you come back. I need to get out there, too. I haven't been out to Australia yet. So I that's on my list, you know, of getting out and doing some lectures. And I've had two or three people that were going to sponsor me coming out, and both times it just fell apart. I don't know why, but...
Well, Joel says he'll do whatever he can, hands down. Yeah. You know him, and he's been my very close brother. He's become, and he loves you to death, and he said he'd do anything he can to help you out. Yeah, so you definitely got that.
He would love to have you here.
Yeah, I'm planning on. I definitely want to get out there. I'm kind of clearing up some stuff myself from the reptilian wars. You know,
they
nailed me pretty good. This last round they nailed me pretty good. So I'm kind of clearing up some skin stuff and whatever else they hit me with. But
it manifests differently.
Right over my house and hit us with pulse weapons, and so I've been pretty shielded and protected this last round. They hit me pretty good, but. I'm in the middle of getting rid of that, clearing that out, the last hit. But as soon as I get done with that, I'll be traveling a lot more.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. And we'll let Joel's know too. It's important to say that, Buck, because everyone goes on about the love and light, but you have to know about both sides to be able to walk in your own power. And obviously there are a lot of people, I can remember the Orion Wars, which apparently that people have said that you do too. And I remember basically it's like we had to go to war because some dudes don't get no. And this is where, at the moment, with us doing what we do as a collective here, a lot of us, we do have to battle. You know, it's not like it's just some bloody easy ride because we wouldn't be going through what we're going through. So it's important for people to know out there what you're going through in terms of the battling.
It's funny you just mentioned that because I have a girl right now texting me, and I won't mention her name, but she's doing this love and light, and she goes, well, it's you. It's all about, you know... You have some issues, and that's why they're hitting you. And I go, yeah, I have issues with reptilians. And, you know, the Archons totally ruining this planet. You know, it's about planetary liberation, and we have to step up the plate. We can't live a half-truth and just say, oh, it's all love, it's all light. You know, that's not their truth. They're not operating from that position. And so in the past, that's happened on Orion. I mean, there was a whole council there that was extremely very spiritually advanced people, and they were doing the love and light thing and saying, well, we're not aggressive, we don't have any armaments or anything, nobody's going to bother us, why would they bother us? And they didn't realize these reptilians came in and draconians, and they just said, screw you, you know, we want your resources, we want your planet, your resources, and just for almost wiped them out. You know, it's another story, but I was actually part of that process trying to warn them to gear up, that we had to gear up, because I was like a visionary there, and I was seeing the future and what was coming, and I got about half of them to figure it out and to arm up, so we actually beat them back finally, but it was a real mess. But people don't realize is that a lot of this stuff that was taught came out of Stanford research, a lot of the New Age teachings. And although it is good to focus on love and joy and bliss and make that your reality, we have to realize there's other beings, and that's not their truth and not their reality. And they're going to do whatever they can to shut you down because you're a direct threat to them. You know, it's your light and your energy and your consciousness is a direct threat to the level of consciousness they're operating on. And they want to keep that level continuing, you know, ongoing. So, because they're like a lot of parasites and predators, and they have to have that reality to exist. But and so, you know, we have to deal with that. But I just say, you know, it's loving detachment, you know, but it's there. You know, we can't. It's funny, Mike just got a text back from her right now. It's hilarious. But I've been trying to get her, like, hey, you know, snap out of it. You know, it's like, you know, there's a war going on, and the people that are awake, that are truly awake, that are sensitive, can see what's happening. And, you know, a lot of us have tools and techniques and that we brought in to deal with this. And we're sharing that on how to heal these unseen negative influences and things like that. But we just can't do the ostrich approach and live a half-truth and say, you know, there's only good, there's only light, there's only love. You know, it's like yeah. That'll blindside you. You know, it'll get you blindsided.
And you won't walk in your own power. It's like the veils between worlds at the moment are so thin that anything's popping in and out. But what people have to remember is we have to have a foot in each world. We can't just be in you know, la-la land. We're here for a reason in this realm to manifest the higher planes here to help this plane empower itself. So it's very important that people walk in their own power, but they keep grounded at the same time. And Joel's helped me with that when I was looking up there. I could tell you that. What do you want to say about that, Dole? Because you know that yourself, like...
Well, I also think that reflects in the world that we're living in now too. You know, if it was all just love and light, then we'd be living in a different world to what we live in now too.
Yeah.
You know, that would only make sense. Yeah.
It wouldn't be too...
Right. I was going to say, do you have a sister? Somebody as awake as you are. I keep dealing with all this crazy stuff. But
I'm pretty lucky, man. I'm pretty lucky, aren't I?
Crazy story to how we got together.
Yeah. But we'll thank Mary and Giles for that. It wouldn't have happened any other way.
Yeah.
Right. I actually moved from where I was living a year ago, 2,000 kilometres north, lived at Giles's for 3 months, met Sol, and then moved back more than 2,000 kilometres to be together. How trippy is that? But it was, we met each other, there was like past life reconnection.
Even before we met.
Yeah.
We had the weird voices and things coming in on the phone when we were talking before we met.
And she asked one night, we're up at the caravan because I was living a little bit away from Giles's house, and I said, the crafts are here, because you just know when they're about. And she's sitting at the door going, I want my crew to... She didn't tell me. She goes, if I'm meant to be with Pete, I want a sign. And I'm going, there's the friggin' Syrians. Giles is on the other side of the property, right? And he goes, I wish Pete was here, and he's with Brittany, who you also know.
It was an Orion craft behind
us. Well, and Giles was sitting there going, if only Pete could see this, and my spotlight from the other side of the property hits the craft. And I go, it's the Syrians, and then an Orion council craft came right around and looped, and Giles goes, I can't friggin' believe Pete picked up on this from the other side. Yeah. So that was sort of our...
That's
the start.
I have, it's really funny. A lot of times I'm meditating, and I hear a voice, and it's a woman's voice, and it has either an English or an Australian, I can hear an accent. And she talks to me, and I hear the last part of what we talked about, and that's it. That's all I hear. It's really interesting. So I'm always wondering, maybe I need to go to Australia, or it sounds Australian. Actually, it sounds Australian. So there's somebody, and I'm like, what, are the Palladians talking Australian or something with an Australian accent, or what is this? You know, I was like, it's really interesting.
I would love to have you down this way.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, but there's all this sort of, it's going on, like, Like, I'm mates with Dean as well, Dean Leftwich, who I've also had on the show, that met Giles and Brittany at your ranch.
Yeah.
And they're just going, Pete, you've got to get over there. So this year, I finally got my passport last week, or a couple of days ago, confirmed, and I'm like, I'm going over to the ranch when we can. But the ranch seems to be helping lots of people. You don't just focus on the ET side. You help people with release and baggage, connecting with their own God self. You've got higher vibrational foods and different forms of, I guess, health and stuff that people are looking at. Do you want to go into a little bit of that just so people have got an idea of what's going on there? And again, I want people to go and check out eceti.org, which is eceti.org. I highly recommend the website.
Yeah. Well, and we do it from the ground up, basically. There's an old saying, I love this one woman. She says spiritual people are no earthly good, because they're not grounded. We're not grounded. We're not doing the work here on the earth. And so we've created a template there where we have beautiful organic gardens. We have a herd of yaks that we have there that, we use for the fertilizer and everything else. But, we have chickens and everything else, but it's all... we're working on an aquaponic system right now, a large aquaponic system. But we cover every level, and we do process-oriented therapy, deep meditation techniques, intersensitivity training and self-mastery training classes, And we're also playing around with a lot of technology that we hope to bring out soon. And we have the technology. We have access to mind-boggling technology, not just anti-gravity, but counter-gravity and a device as big as a pie plate that has 9 coils in it and puts out 25,000 watts each coil. So it's like this stuff is here now. It's shelved. You know, these guys want to get it out, but we have to wait for the powers that were to fall a little further, you know, the oil companies and things like that to kind of implode, which they are. And once that resistance is out of the way, but it's going to happen. But there's free energy devices coming up everywhere on the planet right now, and whole countries start
going on in Italy or something. We saw in a village there somewhere, they've started doing one for each home.
Yeah, and I know in Australia they have a guy built a magnetic generator there, and Mexico, there's a guy has one. I looked at one guy, he has a device that'll run your house, run 2 or 3 houses, you know, and they're not that expensive, and they're pretty simple. So these are coming out everywhere, you know, but some of the stuff we have, it's beyond, you know, it's beyond the ordinary. But we're working on that, getting, you know, bringing out every level. You know, bringing out the earth-friendly technology, the healing technologies, and we're going to be working with magnetic light tables that create communication with your etheric level, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self in the cell. It creates communications that repatterns your whole body, you know, and rejuvenation chambers, all that stuff we're looking into, and we know who has that technology, and it's just a matter of getting the funds to get it, and which also is looking really good because I have been, you know, working with certain people in the Red Dragon Society and talk to the grandfather and things like that.
I had a Red Dragon symbol come up with a client probably a few months ago, and it was just so in the face.
And the dude came to me originally out of nowhere talking to me about
Red
all
Dragon
this.
That
he's meant
up.
To be part of the Australian faction who's helping out. He came to me as a client, and then Sol... Being how psychic she is, didn't know anything, and it all connected up. So, but do you see at the moment there's going to be a reform globally with money wise, and also with the way the power format's done, rather than the few controlling the many together with many different sort of, what would you say, little congregations or
community
working together in their own power.
You know, it's really big. I'm working with Winston Shrout and some of the other people that are the head of this movement. And I know the people that are writing the paperwork for these things to happen. And they've pretty much, you know, taken over the IMF, the World Court, and the Federal Reserve, which is the Federal Reserve is the really the bad, nasty boys that create a lot of problems. And they've taken over that. And so the money's going to go back to the treasury without interest, which is going to be huge. You know, we've just been enslaved through debt for so long, but they're in the process. Most of this has been done. The paperwork's been done. It's set into place, and the money's been transferred and things like that to get rid of this old system. You know, the banksters are pretty much out the door. They're on the way out very quickly. They have a little, you know, they still have their teeth in the mix, or their claws in the mix. But they're being like pulled out one by one, you know, they're just being pulled out, and pretty soon they're going to be out of it. And they're the higher dimensional beings that are stepping in or even telling them, no, you're done. You know, you're done. No more. You can't continue. And the rituals that they do, those dark rituals, are to hook into these reptilian beings and these archons and things like that. And so that's being all cleaned up. They're losing their puppet masters. And you'll see the Illuminati boys are floundering. They can't even make a decision because somebody else was making all their decisions for them, and they've lost that connection. And so now they're just exposing themselves and giving up everything. And they just blatantly are making mistakes. And so they're going to be rendered totally dysfunctional because again, they won't be free frequency specific to where the Earth is raising to. So it's all being done with frequencies and energies, and we're starting to see it happen here on the physical now. And there's a hands-on approach now on the physical. So, yeah, there'll be a total shift, but it's an interim thing. There's going to be a whole shift in the monetary system to get to a point where there won't be money, where we won't even need money. And all advanced cultures don't use money.
That's what they'll tell me too, yeah.
Yeah, but they live in unity consciousness. Their consciousness supports abundance, and it supports the whole world is abundant. You know, it's just been suppressed by this global elite. And once that lid's taken off, then everybody will go back to abundance. And when you live in unity consciousness and you stop with all the planned obsolescence and the manufactured lack and all the other things that are happening here, this whole civilization is going to take off like a rocket, you know. So and that's what we're in the process of doing. It's all in place, and there's nowhere to go to continue with the old program. It's done for, basically.
You want to add anything on what you're getting at the moment with all these?
No.
You're a bit stumped at the moment.
It's more, I guess, I don't know, seeing that, like what you see as well, but also seeing, yeah, you know, like, sort of in a smaller thing, like what we can do in the meantime is just, you know, connect up with local communities and sort of like-minded people, things like that. You know, sort of the smaller scale, what's happening, I guess,
on the physical. Exactly.
And, you know, like you were saying before about growing your own food, things like that. But also, you know, as soon as you sort of recognize that something's like an old program or, you know, something that doesn't serve you anymore, kind of doing away with it in the best way that you can.
I'm absolutely just getting smashed by something at the moment, energetically, like something blue. It's friggin' blue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm going vertigo. There's a cat dude. There's some blue dude. But anyway.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're hanging out. We've got these. There's a whole bunch of them behind us and behind you and behind me too. They're coming in big time, but. Like they're cosmic cheerleaders. They're going, yeah. You know, they're really stoked on what we're saying, you know, and they're saying, yeah, keep going.
Yay.
But yeah, they want us to simplify. They want us to release the past, you know, stop running the old programs, you know, heal any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions individually and collectively, you know, stop with these cultural grudges, you know, and get back into unity consciousness. And that's basically their message. He wants to start being kind to each other and the planet. It's really that simple. It's not rocket science.
Well, it's breaking the program, I guess, too. Like, one thing that really opened me up lately, and I've just interpreted this from the way that one of the Pleiadian contacts related to me, was that some of the Archon network right at the top, which Anunnaki as well, like the low, whatever other faction people want to call it, were once the Elohim, and they were the fallen ones. So this is where they said when they lost unity consciousness, like as a collective, what happened was they lost their abilities in some sense, and they said that's what happened to us humanities, that once we were divided by, like we hear about the Tower of Babel and that, where we wanted kings and queens, and all of a sudden we didn't understand each other. When we lost the oneness, we lost our abilities, and now we've got to regain a oneness. But first, we have to like deal with our individual crap. And Shiji, the being, actually, I got Christine Dennett to do a drawing of this being for me, and this is what she looks like.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She's a light being, but that's up on my website, but it's very close, and lots of people interacted. But she was saying to me, and I talked to Giles a little bit about this, and what she was saying was not only do we have our own baggage to deal with, there's something with epigenetics or something where our cells have memory from our ancestors. And she'll say not only are we cleaning up our own baggage that we've created when we've come here, because a lot of us are from the higher planes, came down to the physical reality to do what we do here, but we've got to deal with all the baggage going back thousands of years in ourselves.
Exactly.
As strong as you come here. Yeah. So you've got similar stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cellular memory. We have all the ancestral stuff, you know, within ourselves, and all that's coming up for process. And also the astral levels are being cleaned up, and that's where all the discarnates are all hanging out that didn't make it into the light. And we do thousands a day when we do these clearings. We do them 3 or 4 times a day, and we've had up to like almost 100,000 beings at a time when we're doing these clearings. But that's being cleaned up too. And once we realize that we live in this sea of consciousness and it's multidimensional, that all these beings have thoughts and attitudes and emotions. May not have a body on this level, but they still have consciousness. And so we have to clean all this up and to take these layers off. And then pretty soon, you know, everything just opens up, you know, and pops open. And that's one we teach a lot. We teach people how to heal unseen negative influences and keep your fields clear. And hopefully they'll do it with groups, you know, and continue to work on that and clear these energies out.
Yeah, I'd love to get some techniques when we go over there to incorporate with what we do as well, just sort of learn off each other, because we do a lot of the same stuff here. And what people have to realize too is a lot of what we're all interacting with are higher forms of consciousness, in the sense that, you know, there are physical crafts or nuts and bolts types of crafts, so they're from higher planes, but the crafts that I've been mainly on have been created by consciousness, and they're like these Pleiadian light crafts.
Yeah.
They're created by thought, and you've got these light beings on board sort of showing them true self, and this is different from what most people are used to. And I had a bloke who I've had on the show, Barry Littleton, saying how before myself, you were the only person that had talked about these conscious, light conscious crafts. You interact with these a lot yourself on the ranch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have footage of these light ships coming in, treetop level, over and over again, and powering up. And I have a really good one. On my birthday, I was meditating. I said, hey, guys, that's all I want for my birthday. Just fire over the ranch and power up. And we had this beautiful light ship come right over the house, and it whited out the camera, just powered up, you know. Wow. You hear all the people on the ground going, oh, my God. You know, they're all, like, interacting to it. So, yeah, we have that. You know, we see metal ships there. It's triangle ships, cylinders. We've got pink ships, green ships, blue ships, purple ships, like every color imaginable. And just massive ships that are, like, miles long, you know, that we see. And, you know, and some people go, oh, you're just seeing, you know, some people, naysayers are going, you're satellites. Just seeing military back-engineered stuff or satellites. And I go, we don't have that. Our military does not have that diverse of ships. We do have we have our own space fleet and things like that. But I mean, nowhere near what we're seeing there. It's just way too diverse. And the difference is that there's an energy exchange. When they come over, your heart just goes, boom, you know, you feel your whole body's tingling when they're around. And that's what I tell people, you know, if you're not getting a heart opening and feeling giddy and your body's not tingling, you know, it may not be somebody you want to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, it might just be a government ship or something, you know, or something else.
Well, if you get the chance, go to my website, because you'll see that we're pretty much getting the same stuff. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And Joel said the same. And Joel is a skeptic. But he's an experiencer, so he knows this is real. But after talking to him and Dean, the stuff that they told me that went on at your property, they were blown away. Like Dean, I think he related to us on the show, was how he said he was there for your birthday, and you said that two Pleiadian crafts were going to come over and power up. And sure enough, that night, that's exactly what you said happened. And Dean goes, he goes, you know, that's a pretty hardcore statement to make, but he goes, sure enough, it freaking happened. So, and we've had the same stuff happen with me in solar.
Yeah.
I've said, watch what this craft's going to do. And lately, we've got this huge power up just above tree height at Mount Buffalo here, where the Aboriginals used to go and do their ceremonies. I go up there each year and same thing. You just know when this is going to happen.
Even here, like getting told daytime, oh, you know, go out tonight, there's going to be a massive power up.
And
or, you know, told what particular type
of
to look for. But I keep getting told lately not to get distracted by the lights. But I don't know if it's me personally, but I just keep getting told to look for more the semi-physical etheric crafts.
Like, we've had the crafts land in this bedroom. This is actually our bedroom, but we've woken up with the crafts since we've been together. Like, you know, vibrating just out. You can see it, how you see the beings a lot of the time. But,
Do you get a lot of those sort of crafts as well, like ones that are more etheric that, you know, not
everyone
can see?
Yeah, well, they told me a long time ago, they said everybody was seeing the ships and I wasn't, you know. And I go, hey, how come everybody else are seeing these ships and you're not powering up for me or showing me? I mean, I did see some, but and they told me that we don't want you to work with your outer senses. We want you to work with your inner senses and develop yourself spiritually and telepathically. And they said, it's almost like if you're moving in that direction, we'll give you the eye candy. You know, we'll.
Yeah.
If you stop and you keep looking for us in the physical, then we're going to stop showing ourselves to you. So they're very, it's very important for them for us to develop ourselves spiritually and telepathically. So they don't have to land, you know. And when you do that, they don't even have to be in your neighborhood. They could be at the other end of the galaxy and talk to you telepathically.
Definitely.
Doesn't matter where they are, because that's instantaneous. Mm. You know, it's instantaneous communication. So, and that's what they want us to work towards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently to Michael Horn and Billy Meyer, we're full of crap. So, but anyway. no, he's the only contact. They own E.T.
But well, I thought it was interesting that they keep showing these pictures of the Dean Martin backup singers as their contactees. They've been busted for that one. And their guy Patas said all crop circles were hoaxes and things like that. And so their spiritual masters of the universe are clueless as to what's happening, you know. And I just go, who are these guys and where are they getting their information from? And that's, you know, I challenged them, and boy, I've been playing getting hell for it for years, and they just don't stop. They just keep attacking and attacking. And so finally, you know, I go, well, I just ask them straight up. So do you actually really believe that Billy Meyer is the only true contactee on the planet, and he's the only true prophet of God? And they said, yes. And I said, well, where do you go from there? I said, you just disqualified yourself right there as being sane, of having any sanity whatsoever. So anything after that is just crazy making, you know. Where do you go? And that's where they try to take you, into the crazy making program.
They try to bring you in. And I actually talked to somebody lately who said apparently they take, you know how churches, or they used to, they try to take 10% of your stuff. Apparently, they call, try to take 25% of your stuff. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that? You go to the East City Ranch, they don't take 10% of your crap. You come to us because we're actually going to be setting up something like yours. We won't, you know, there should be an exchange of energy, but don't give 25% of your shit for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the only thing we have to join is a free newsletter. You know, so basically nobody's given us a percentage of their income or anything else. And I've liked to operate that way because you maintain your integrity. But, you know, and people have even paid more than that. And that's why they need an exclusive, because it, you know, it's all about money. It's all about, you know, don't go. We're the one-stop shop for God and ET, and give us 25% of your income, and we'll tell you everything you need to know.
What's funny is
this disempowering message I've ever heard. Yeah. You know,
it is. Like, and what's funny is if people went through the old school notes, they would realize that about 80% of his prophecies didn't friggin' happen, but you only hear about the 20% that did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like pick and choose.
San Francisco's still here. You know, San Francisco is supposed to be leveled. You know, there's all kinds of things that he missed, and he's been caught on that repeatedly. People caught him changing the stories and altering them to make it a hit, which it wasn't. So I mean, it's just, you know, like most of the pictures and the models have been found and with strings and everything else on them. So it's who knows? I mean, maybe something happened there that was some weird off-world people showed up at one time, but whatever happened, it's degenerated into just a mess, you know.
Yeah, I think he's actually had an experience, but I don't think I think it happened a long time ago and got blown out of proportion or something like that from the things. But one thing I would like to bring up with you actually is, look, I've had experiences, like one of my Orion contacts is Pankaj, very similar to Malia, I think you call her, with the head thing, which is really weird when I heard about that, because I've got this thing. Actually, part of myself is still in Orion now, and it's a rainbow light beam, but it used to appear human to myself. And there's a planet with like a pinkish purple sky and grey clouds. Everything's really big and lush, meaning it's in that. Why I'm bringing this up is because I'm like, she's been in Orion as well. I've been in Sirius. I've been a cat being. That's a facet of myself. But I mainly resonate with Orion. She mainly resonates with Sirius. What I'd like to ask you is, why do you think Orion's had a bad rap? I get a lot of people saying the only people that talk positive of Orion is James, you, and maybe Stan Romanek. No one else talks positive of us. And I've never had, like, I've got recollection. I know there's been wars and stuff there, but people go, we're the only dudes talking about Orion in a positive light. What would your take be on that? Do you reckon there's a lot of misinformation about the Orions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation. And I mean, there were the Orion Wars. And there's a lot of, you know, Draconian and other stuff went on there. And some didn't go so well. So they took over some areas and things like that. A lot of that's being all cleaned up right now as well. But, you know, whatever's left over of that. So I just see that there's people who have a victim consciousness will add all that info into it and make it all ugly, because that's where they're coming from. It's everything is a threat to them, and they don't. It's like the benevolent and knock your back. They're benevolent. They're goddesses. They're beautiful beings, and they're here to help. Why throw mud at them? You know, you know, you go, well, no wonder they're not contacting, you know, a lot of people, because so many people have so much fear and disinformation and mistrust in them. There's no point for them to contact those people. But there's an old saying, the consciousness in which you seek is the consciousness in which you connect. And so if you're seeking this information out from a victim consciousness, or you've got a lot of old wounds and traumas and baggage you haven't dealt with, that's how you're going to frame things. That's how you're going to see things. And if you've mastered that, mastered your fear and things like that, you can, you know, learn to stand your own self-authority. You can look at these things objectively and say, okay, well, that's not so good. You know, but we're going to put that over here, you know, and okay, here's the benevolent side. This is what I want to work with. And you'll set a boundary with the other ones, you know. So, and that's what people need to learn how to do is maintain their own self-authority, set boundaries, and to look at things objectively without their own patterns, you know, involved, you know. And they need to look at it with the Buddha mind, you know, which is going back to innocence and just saying, okay, I'm going to see it for what it is without all my filters.
Yeah. Well, I can totally understand people doing research, but it's like as if everyone wants to go outside themselves for the answers and information, where if we go within, we can get that. It's just sometimes we do want confirmation on a 3D level, but I think if we all quiet the mind chatter and go within and meditate on a specific thing, we can really get our own answers. And later, if we do need that confirmation, we can get that on some level.
And that is the problem, is that we are so programmed for everything to be external, like our love, our acceptance, our approval, our happiness, everything, like some object, some car, some woman, some man, whatever, they're all going to make us happy. You know, it's all external. We've been programmed for so long that everything's external that a lot of people just don't know how to go internal and get their own inner sensitivity built up and learn how to use discernment and things like that. And so they just depend on what other people say. And unfortunately, especially the field of ufology is just replete with disinformation, misinformation, and planned, what do they call that? They take people and they put people in the highest positions in the field and they control the information, you know? So, they act like, you know, they're going, yeah, the government, this, but they're actually working for the government.
Yeah. And that's something that took me a while to go with work at. And I've, you know, talking to Mary Rodwell and a few others, I've been spot on with who I've picked it up on. But
yeah,
we've definitely got these changes going on at the moment. Like, we're seeing crazy weather. Like, friggin' yesterday, it's summer in Australia and I'm wearing a hoodie, right?
Yeah.
We've got these energies changing at the moment. So, like, with the new energies coming in where we've come out of galactic plane, the old energies are starting to seep away. But with that, we're getting a lot of earth changes in terms of cleaning up the earth, cleaning it so new portals and areas can open up. And we surmise we've got one north of Melbourne popped up here at the moment and they're around the planet. So we've got lots energetically going on. Is there anything you'd like to add with what you're seeing at the moment with the energetic changes? Because where we are in galactic plane, we've just come out, everything's starting to like go in line with where we're going, and it's either, like you say, get with the program or get left behind.
Well, they told me several major portals just opened up recently, you know, especially over the past maybe 3 months, they've been opening up some major portals and really activating some that were just kind of hanging, not really taking off. And I think Australia was one. They said, there's a big one cranking up in Australia. So I think there's one in the Middle East over there. There's one there. Our ranch just kicked up off the scale. It's crazy there, the Stargate there. But that's going on. And I think, too, is that, you know, definitely the Earth is reacting to that. And the sun is reacting to, you know, all the energies coming through that's bombarding it. And it's flaring and creating crazy weather. And it's hitting the bioelectric fields around the body. And people are on roller coasters. They're getting really irritable, emotional outbursts and things, and then they get comatose and they're really tired, and people are going up and down with these shifts of energy, and especially when a major solar storm is happening, you can watch people just go wonkers, you know.
That's what I've been saying, haven't I? Every time there's you can tell when it's coming on.
You
just go to SOHO on site and solar observatory and say, oh yeah, solar storm, major CME just hit, you know, next 3 days. And you'll find out the emotional stuff happens first, and then you'll start seeing the weather, crazy weather, extreme winds, you know, and fluctuations in weather, and then you see earthquake and volcanic activity pick up.
Definitely. That's what I was showing too from Shiji, who I communicate with. She was showing that a lot of the stuff isn't normal global warming like people think, but that with where we are in the galaxy, in the cycle with the new energies, the energies are pressing on not just our planetary body but others. And what manifests from that is the tectonic plates moving and the volcanic activity starting, which shows all these changes. So a form of cleansing going on. So we've got a hell of a lot of that going on, not just here, but throughout this area.
Yeah, and the whole universe is heating up, especially this solar system. But the Earth is expanding because of that process, and she has to release the pressure as well. But yeah, it's a major event. Everybody goes, oh, it's all your SUVs. You know, they don't have SUVs on Mars or the moon, you know, and they're going through atmospheric changes and heating up and everything else too. So it's like, it's not us, you know, we're it's something much bigger than us. But, you know, I agree. We do need to get away from these pollution gas belching programs. You know, we do need and clean up the planet, but it's a much more bigger picture that's going on. And, you know, they don't want to tell you about that because they're still trying to capitalize on carbon credits and all these other things, you know, and trying to blame it on humans, you know, the whole thing on humans, because then they think, oh, we can get all this money and tax everybody and get rich off a natural event, basically.
So with the types of beings that you're interacting with and the people over at the ranch are, like, we've got a lot of, like, the Syrians, there's human-type Syrian she interacts with, and we both interact with the cat beings. I've seen a few of the really tall ones that you speak of, but never had much happen, but the smaller cat ones I have.
And tall Syrians.
Tall blue Syrians, which I think are a faction of the Elohim or the Anunnaki. They're a faction of that, which they're also in Orion and the Pleiades. But
and Andromeda.
And Andromeda as well.
So the Andromedans are blue too. They're
the ones I see. Andromedans,
Syrians,
tall
blue. Yeah. Like, we've got that going on.
Tattooed, like, symbols all over them, like glyph things. Yeah, some of them have, you'll see them and they're all blue, but they have these like glyphs across on their head, and they're really into symbols, like
almost like tribal art.
Yeah. Interesting.
So what else are you interacting with over that way? Because we've got mainly the Orions, the Syrians, Andromedas, a bit of Pleiadians and Arcturian and stuff that we've got no reference for on top of that from the real high plane.
Lots of like elementals and things from other realms.
Yeah.
What mainly is popping through for you guys over that way?
Well, it's just like everything is popping. We've got the inner earth. There's a door opening to the inner earth where we are, and right at the middle of the mountain, this door opens. And so the ultra-dimensionals are actually interfacing with the inner earth people and the other nature kingdoms and everything. So it's all going on there. And, we have these six-dimensional elven beings showing up and things like that. Just amazing. You know, all kinds of different beings showing up. We have incredible pictures of fairies and things like that that guests have taken that were, you know, one was a psychologist, and this one fairy flew right in her face and hovered for a second and then took off. And I think it hovered about 5 seconds, you know, long enough to where she just couldn't deny it, and then it took off. And she was with another guy, and they both saw it at the same time. And I loved her reaction to it. It just flipped her out. And she just goes, I don't know what to do with that. You know, and she goes, I medicate people for this. You know, I put people, and she goes, what do I do with this? And I said, stop medicating people and start listening to them, you know?
Definitely. But you've also got some of the best evidence hands down, like, especially the photo that really got me. It looks like you've got Yeshua there popping in and you phasing out.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a bunch of them.
Exactly what I saw him wearing that. I was bought this here because I'm going, that's exactly what I experienced. And here you are phasing in and out.
And also the picture of Mary that you've got as well. That
your monk mate, the dude that does the 21 cave day retreats.
He got a picture of Ezekiel, which is, they call him the God of Eternal Bliss, which is just pure golden light energy with wings appeared to him. And then he got Mary, got a picture of Mary during a teacher's training, a self-mastery teacher's training. She came into the room and everybody was just, women were crying and were going, what is going on here? And I go, Mary's here. I could feel her energy. He pulls his camera out, and he's a Taoist monk. And he goes, takes a picture, and perfect, hovering right over the group.
That's exactly what I saw too, next to my
bed. Yeah. He got a picture of Kuan Yin, a beautiful picture of Kuan Yin appearing there, and Babaji. We got a picture of Babaji. I'm trying to think of how many. There's just so many different beings that, and some of these beings are like, they have these massive energy fields around them. You don't see the bean, but you'll see the field around them. It'll be a giant gold ball, maybe, I would say, 15 feet high, this giant gold ball of energy with a smaller blue one with it. And these balls are just cruising. Wow.
It's just frozen us there.
And it was at 1111. Did you see that?
That's trippy.
Yeah. So this is still finished.
And we're back, everyone. We just had a bit of technical difficulties there. You're talking about some of the beings having these like huge ass like energy fields around them that like 15 feet or whatnot. I've experienced that. Would you say that that would be their Merkaba when they're flying around in their craft sometimes like that, the highly ascended ones that have got to that stage?
Yeah, I've actually seen craft that were just a Merkaba, and they had beautiful turquoise and pink and green energies and blue, just amazing. You could see actually a being inside of them, you know, as they're flying around. So those are just Merkabas that they're flying around and some really advanced beings. I don't have your camera. Is your camera on? I know I got mine on.
Wait, here we go. Can't start video. Try closing another program, which we haven't. Oh, wait. There we go. Is it coming through now? Oh, wait.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully that's got us. There we go. Yep, that's recording. Yep. Sorry about that, everyone. Bit of problems going on there. What would you like to ask about the energy fields around that? You've noticed that yourself, haven't you?
Yeah. I actually wanted to ask, just like if you've got any tips or tools that you recommend, you know, for people out there, the viewers watching, and everyone else, if there's different techniques that you like to use for contacting or like a certain state of mind that you prefer to be in?
You know what I found out is that if you just, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss and send that out to them, they'll pick it up. They're extremely telepathic, and those are the highest energies you can be sending out. And that kind of energy signature is going to qualify your contacts as well, because, you know, if you're sending out fear and negative or filled with that energy, you're going to contact something else, you know. So that's what I see, is that what we do is we do clearings first. We clear the space, and we have a healing prayer that I can send you in that. It's in the books, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods. It's in both of those books. But the healing prayer, we do that first, and then we make sure the space is clear and create sacred space. And then we find out who's coming in and which different beings come in. And we call them the beautiful many, because there's so many different ones. And sometimes it'll be an ascended master that people know. Sometimes it'll be a Syrian or a Pleiadian or somebody of that nature. But we just make sure they're coming. We like to work with fifth dimension on up, you know, Christ of beings on up, because there's a lot of mixed stuff in the fourth dimension. If you're not careful, you can get caught up in some of the darker stuff going on there. But basically, that's what we do. It's just, you know, meditate and just focus on love and joy and bliss and do the clearing work. And then that sets the stage for contact.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what we've done.
That.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's similar, isn't it, in terms of we do like a type of meditation. Well, I do like a guided meditation. I try to clear everything before we start.
Yeah.
And then it's basically anything negative or coercive, just any psychic bonds that are of a negative nature, just dissolve. Anything in line with the awakening of us, Earth, anything with the Christ conscious state, you welcome in, that's in line to... And I guess it's more like that, you're going to attract that which you seek.
Exactly,
in terms of intention. And I think the intention is probably the forerunner with that and love, isn't it, in doing this?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you come at this with a real fundamentalist fear-based program or a victim program, you know, you're best to just work on your own personal healing and not even try to call in a contact or whatever. And that's what we always say, you know, clean up your act first and then, you know, be a being that they'd like to hang out with. You know, some people come up and they demand, well, summon the ships, bring them down, you know, prove it to me and everything else. And I told them, you know, I wouldn't want you in my own living room, you know, versus being on a ship with you, you know. It's just like, you got a lot of work to do, you know. It's
you know, meditate and chill out.
Yeah, go work on yourself. But anyway, that was weird that, you know what? I lost everything. I lost Skype. My whole computer went down, everything. And I couldn't get back. The server went down. It was like unbelievable. That's why it took me so long to get back on. It was like they shut everything down. And they don't like us talking about the big beans, I guess, the big golden beans and things. But Also, too, I look like a little bit of a wild man now because I just got out of the ocean. I was swimming with the turtles, you know, about an hour and a half ago. So
you're in Hawaii at the moment?
Yeah, I'm Maui right now. Oh, and
I love to go to Maui.
When are you heading back up to the ranch?
Probably be there sometime after the 24th or 5th of February.
Cool. Well, we'll keep in contact with you. We'll wrap it up in a minute, the show, and you know, we'll email and hit you up. I think Giles is – we're looking at going over with Giles and Brittany.
That'd be awesome, yeah. We have so much fun out in that field. I mean, it's just like Comedy Central out when we all get together. We have such a good time, and that energy attracts, you know, the ships and the other things.
But it does.
That's what we find, too.
Why would you want to hang out with somebody that's all like Muhammad Gandhi, you know, do it my way, I won't mention who, or would you rather go and connect with people that are pissing themselves laugh and having a ball, you know?
Yeah. So exactly. I mean, there's some people, you know, I know who you're talking about without even saying it, but there's some people that have a militaristic approach, you know, and it's all about them, and they talk about them all day long, you know? And and it's kind of sad, and they have all these bodyguards, and they lock everybody down, and it's just like there's such a fear-based program there. It's just unbelievable. I just go, you know, this has nothing to do with higher consciousness and energy. You know, it's like come on, you know, let's stop the shenanigans, get back into what's real. You know?
Now, what I see is connecting back with your own God self and assisting those to do the same that want to do that. And
yeah,
we're all forever doing that here, but it's just helping each other along, I think, and anything along with that and helping people connect, I'm all for, definitely.
You can have fun with it, too, you know, keep the humor up, you know, because if you start losing humor, you're going to lose everything, you know. So you got to, even, you know, I always tell people, I've been shot at twice. I've had my brake lines cut. I've lug nuts taken off. Had everything you can imagine happen, black helicopters zapping us and everything else, and people go, God, you're sure up for all that stuff happening. I go, you can't go there. You know, you can't let it get you down. And I mean, it's funny. I grab my camera and I go film them and I put it on YouTube. You know, they hate that. You know, so I go, all right, yeah, come on over. You know, we'll get you. We'll get some. You're just validating, you know, everything we're saying here. You know,
Same with I'll film the helicopters and everything when I've been harassed and do the same. It's just throwing it back in their face and using their own power against them. So
But
you've got to keep a sense of humor. I'll tell you what, Giles has had me pissing myself laughing that bad. He's I've had so to get funny. Away from him because I just laugh. And you have that in the group unity consciousness when doing the contact work, and you get some fantastic experiences.
They interact with that humor too. Like we've had them drag racing and then. You know, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, each time we said the word meditation, another one had come. They wouldn't actually, you know, they didn't want us to sit and meditate. It's like, we're already here. You don't need to meditate.
It's just, yeah, quite the
yeah.
That interaction. It was funny. And you can feel.
We had these guys doing a C5 thing. It was kind of funny. They were doing one of these C5 protocols, and they're reading it from a six-page art. They had six pages, and they're reading it. And they're going through this whole thing, and I came walking in the middle of it, basically, and they're going on and on. And I go, hey, you guys, the ships are here. They're like, they're over, you know? And they go, stop it. You're interrupting this. What are you doing? I go, I thought the intention of this was to bring the ships in. And I go, the ships are here.
Yay.
Stop, you're interrupting.
There.
You know, they go, you're interrupting our program. Okay. I said, okay. We walked out. We're all laughing. The ships are flying everywhere. So finally, when they finished their protocol and everything, they came outside, the ships left.
That's what I found in other groups as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't really noticed that much. I've noticed that when some people come and then they're acting like that and they go, that's when the activity is like, they're just not going to do some stuff for some people, unfortunately. It's where they're at.
Yeah, we got to get out mental control programs and constructs and things like that. They just don't work. And You know, trying to create a regimented system. You know, if you're not having fun and having, you know, like, you know, basically you should bring out the music and play some flutes and drums and have a fire. And, you know, that's what brings them in. You know,
you've actually had Robbie Williams there and a heap of activity happened, didn't you, when Robbie Williams was there? You've had a lot of other celebrities and high up people experience stuff on your presence.
Yeah, we had Robbie Williams come out. Danny Dyer did a special. out there. We had Paranormal State, Fox News, Evening Magazine, all the History Channels. Everybody's been out there. And what's funny, each case, we told them exactly when and where the ships would come. And they had their cameras ready, and the ships appeared exactly when and where we said they would. The Paranormal State one was the best because massive ship powered up. And they had their psychic, Chip Coffey, come on the show. And he says, he goes, "They're here." And they said, "Who are they?" And he goes, "Extraterrestrial." And they brought him in cold turkey. He didn't even know who we were or anything, you know. And then he said, "They're tonight." He goes, "They're going to appear tonight." He said, "In the east, you know, at 10 o'clock. And so I didn't hear that. You know, I was somewhere else when that went down. And then they interviewed me, and I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm getting in the east at 10 o'clock. You know, have your cameras rolling a little bit more towards the mountain, and we're going to get a nice power up, and it's going to fly, you know, treetop level and do its thing." And so they're out there filming, and, you know, this big ship comes in, it powers up, lights up, and treetop level goes around the mountain, you know, and they get it all on film. And one of those kind of the skeptic guys there, he goes, "By the way, I need to mention that James did say at 10 o'clock that this ship would appear." And they go, "What time is it?" And he goes, 10 o'clock. It was right awesome. On the button, you know, it came right on the button. So things like that, you can't argue that. When you give exact time and date and location and they appear, then, you know, obviously there's something going on. You know, it's you got a 360-degree, you know, thing to deal with there. You know, it could be anywhere along that 360-degree line and time-wise too. You know, you got a whole day to deal with. So it's like the odds of it happening right at that time exactly and in that location is just astronomical, you know, other than having contact.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Well, look, we'll wrap it up there. It's been such a ball hanging out with you, James, and doing this. And we'll see if we can find Sol Reed's older sister or something around here for you.
yeah. Yeah, you're lucky, man. I gotta manifest that one of these days, but I don't know.
You got younger sisters.
I haven't really wanted to. I haven't wanted to tie my energies up lately, just because of all the warring going on, and they use people closest to me to get to me, and all these other things that have been happening. It's been quite a battle going on, so I've been kind of gun shy about, you know, bringing somebody else on board, you know, unless they're totally, you know, a warrior themselves, you know, warrioress, you know, and have their own connection, you know, or it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I've had the same stuff lately too with those closest to me they've tried using, and I know where you're coming from, mate, and this is where we've just got to keep on keeping on, yeah.
Yeah. But it does make a difference,
they're very tricky, so, you know, just a little, you know, you just got to catch yourself, and it's, I know you guys are adept enough to figure that one out, but you know, they're very tricky in creating divisions and separations and taking little issues and blowing them into mountains, you know. So so you just have to keep a heads up on that, you know, that, you know, that's they're doing what they can to kind of close things down right now. But it's over for them, basically. They're on the way out. So just laugh at them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, hopefully we see you around some of your time. We'll hit you up beforehand, and hopefully we do that with Giles and get over to the ranch and come to say good day. And you want to say anything else, though?
All right, just enjoy the rest of your time in Maui as well.
I will.
Laugh it up while you're there.
Oh, yeah. Amazing things are happening here in Maui. There's huge stargates opening up, and people are coming together, and we're kind of patching up old karmic stuff. So a lot of the royal families get together, and just it's really good. There's a lot of really cool things happening here.
Awesome.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, I get back to the ranch here pretty soon and start playing with that Stargate. But, yeah, I can't wait till you guys come out. It's going to be awesome, especially with Giles. If you see Giles, give him a big hug and tell him I miss him, and I can't wait to see his face again.
Yeah, he loves you, mate. He really does, and he talks about you, you know, with the highest regard. So, yeah, I spoke to him the other day. He's not home at the moment. I don't think he's back, but he will be soon, so I'll be letting him know for sure, mate, for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
Great. I talk about him a lot too, so it's mutual.
Yeah, awesome. All right, love you, mate, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, James.
Oh, you too. Keep up the great work.
Cheers, mate, you too. Talk soon, mate.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.